lean forward slightly, look straight at the speaker, and listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios at WSU Vancouver, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. I wish you could have seen us just now. We were jamming so hard.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing, but I was doing the drum beats.
Oh, you were doing an instrument.
Yeah, no, I was doing the drop pattern.
I was dancing like a white dude. Oh. That's my thing.
No, I wasn't doing, you know, Gangnam Style thing. No, I was doing the drum beat.
I was kind of trying to do the drums, but I'm trying to groove here. Yeah. Get on up. I don't know what I'm doing.
Everybody likes James Brown. Come on.
If you'd like, go ahead and call us if you dare. 360-546-9500. I think I know how to make it work now. So
I think so.
You know what? Why not try that? It's a new thing. I may not like change that much, but...
Yeah, you just said you don't like change when we're off the air, so...
I'll dip my toe into the water and be like, ah, heck no. That's weird. I don't like to do it. But if it means, like you know, talking to people and I don't actually have to, talk to their faces, hey... Why not? Let's do that.
Yeah. That's right. You are trying to bring back the art of calling people, aren't you?
Well, a little. I like it better than texting, but texting is far more convenient and
much quicker.
It's
honestly
not going to die.
Well,
there's no way I'm going to be able to bring back calling people on the phone.
No,
we're too
not.
Far gone. We're way too far removed. But you know, it's a nice thing to try every once in a while because I like voice inflection. Voice inflection.
It's kind of one of those weird things. It's like, you know, we started out writing letters to each other and then sending them to each other, writing, you know, messages. And then we got telegraphs. Same basic concept. We're just sending those messages a lot faster. And then we get the phone. They're like, whoa, this is awesome. I can actually talk and listen to people. And then people get bored with that. And they're like, oh, let's just go back to writing to each other. I don't really want to hear you.
Can't believe they got bored of it, though. Like, it was a magical thing when it was created.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Somebody could talk into it and across this little wire, then you could hear their voice and do the reverse.
Brilliant. Seriously, people thought it was witchcraft.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, there's very few things.
And
that
the ultimate
I would...
irony of the thing is the guy who invented it, he went deaf. Alexander Graham Bell did end up going deaf, and his wife was deaf too.
What a sucker!
But yeah, he actually barely got the thing too, because he like filed a patent like the same day or like the day before somebody from AT&T went in and filed a patent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
Yeah, and then AT&T sued him over it.
Although he wanted people to answer the phone differently than we do today. He didn't want the greeting to be hello. I'm pretty sure he wanted it to be ahoy ahoy. Or some other, like, it sounds like a tribal chant. It really does, but...
I forget.
I don't know.
I just remember this from fifth grade doing the wax museum. I was Alexander Graham Bell, so...
Oh, you were him?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, where did you get the fake beard? I want one.
I made it out of cotton balls.
Really?
Yeah.
You made your own beard.
I made
Man,
my own
I
beard.
Could, no, I do not
well,
have that
I
kind of...
Well, I kind of had parental help, but...
Oh, well, why not?
Pretty much, I would kind of just stretch out the cotton balls, and my parents would kind of mix it together and glue it together and get it to stick together.
Yeah.
We got into the shape we wanted, and then we took, like, basically some spray glue and just kind of did a light dusting over it, like with a rattle can.
Oh, great.
And it kind of made it stick together and get still pliable, and then we hooked it basically to my face with a string.
I would like to issue a correction for what Alexander Graham Bell intended for the original phone greeting to be. It was just ahoy. One ahoy, not two, because you start saying ahoy over and over and you sound ridiculous. Nobody wants to sound stupid over the phone.
Yet a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah, God, seriously. Like, they lose all any sort of charm that you... had when you were talking to them in person. Mm-hmm. You talk to them on the phone, and then they talk like, hi, I'm on the phone. I know you're not here in the room with me, so that gives me an excuse to talk like a robot. Have a nice day. Beep. You know, it's...
Are you sure you weren't talking to a robot in that instance?
I'm not totally sure, but if I could confirm my suspicions, I would make sure to stay away from that person, because... I do not want to be strangled in my sleep or in daylight. Robots do not care where they strangle you. The end. Beep.
Okay, then.
Okay. Yeah. If I found out that... okay, hypothetical situation. If you found out that one of your... Pretend like you found out that I was a robot. Initial reaction.
Remember last week?
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways. We weren't...
Say we confirmed that.
Say we confirmed it. I'm not a robot. I do have, like, blood and stuff.
So the replicants in Blade Runner.
No.
Yeah.
They aren't robots. They just have really short lifespans. Get with it.
They're kind of genetic robots.
I don't even like that movie, and I know it. Well, they're not, they're capable of making their own decisions.
Yes.
They have consciousness.
They're AI. They're not VI.
VI?
Virtual intelligence.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Well, they were created artificially. That's why it's called artificial intelligence.
Yes, basically.
Okay, but...
And basically, robots, it's basically that little gap thing where it gets real, 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 and then drops down and then gets back up.
Yeah.
The guys in Blade Runner are basically the top of when it comes back up.
Although, wasn't there a version of Terminators that were... There was no machinery in their bodies? They were just all flesh and bone?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I haven't seen all the Terminator movies. Terminator versions. I'm going to look that up. But I don't know. If I found out you were a robot, I wouldn't really panic because you haven't become a violent robot yet.
I'm waiting for the signal.
Oh, there's a word that'll turn.
There's
on.
Just a broadcast that'll go out, oh. And then.
Oh, a broadcast. Okay, now I'm even more scared. Jeez.
Just over, you know, and with even more interconnectivity, it'd be even harder to escape that signal.
Oh yeah, probably. I mean, I got headphones in all the time.
That and then Wi-Fi connection, you know, that kind of stuff. Although, then theoretically, you'd have to go in and get retrofitted for Wi-Fi if you're an older robot.
Yeah, very true. All right, I found
go to the doctors and.
There's a whole bunch of different kinds of Terminators.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought there was like four.
No, there's the big, giant, 20-story tall tank ones. There's the flyy ones. There's the smaller tank ones. There's the T-800s, T-850s.
Oh, do they count?
I count.
Well, because
I guess there's the basic robots that you saw for a brief second in Terminator 2 that are just the metal skeleton that's underneath all the fleshy bits. It's okay. Just all mechanics, and that's just basically the shock troops, the grunts.
All right. Yeah, because, I guess, like, Terminator's, like, considered a series, and then they add like, right. A whole bunch of numbers to it.
Right, like the T-800 is...
I'm this version of a Terminator, and I'm special because I don't have skin, or whatever.
Yeah, basically, I think the T-800s is your basic silvery robot Terminator, you know, the humanoid-looking one. And then, like, you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's basically, like, a sneaky version of it, basically an infiltration version of it, and he's got the fake... You know, he's got actually human skin and flesh and bone and tissue.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is how he was able to go through time, because mechanic components do it, so they had to coat it with human skin.
And the guy who was in Terminator 2, the one who could turn into a silver blob, because that's a great superpower.
Yeah.
He was the T-1000.
Right.
Figure that out. A polymimetic Terminator. That is such a cool word.
It is cool.
Polymimetic. Oh, my God.
I was just going to say, it's just flowy metal.
It's great.
And how does that even work, by the way?
How do Terminators work? Don't ask.
No. How does that Terminator work? I get how the rest of the Terminators work.
He's all nanobots, isn't he? He's like a conglomeration of nanobots that...
Actually, that wouldn't be too bad. Or basically like ferrous liquids, basically, with nanobots in them.
Yeah, well, then he'd be... did they do anything to him with magnets in Terminator 2?
I think so.
Gosh, it's been so long since I've watched
that. I think they did have one bit where he walked by a magnet and it kind of screwed him up for a little bit.
Oh, but then he was just like, screw you, magnets. I'm going to keep killing people. That's what I do.
Or maybe that was Terminator 3, because it was basically...
I haven't seen Terminator 3.
Okay, it's not that great. Basically, okay. It was a blend between the two. It was basically the metal underskeleton thing with the metallic-y over bits.
Yeah.
So it could still impersonate anybody, mm-hmm. Yet it still got that resilience and strength of the robot underneath.
Yeah, I don't know. Nanobot seems like the... Most logical. Well, yeah. He's got a whole page on, because there's a Terminator wiki.
Of course.
One dedicated to Terminators. So we know who our enemies are.
Yes.
You know, let's see. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. There's no mention of nanobots here. So this was all pure speculation, and we'll never know. Seriously.
Or you could just ask James Cameron.
Yeah. He would be the authority on Terminators, wouldn't he?
Yeah. He kind of made the whole thing up.
Yeah, although I would like to, like, issue...
Being the authority because you made it up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that doesn't make sense. If we do get overrun by killer robots, we shouldn't make James Cameron our leader, because
he's the one that started the whole thing.
It's imaginary. It came out of his mind. That doesn't mean we can't apply that to real life killer robots. No. If it happened.
Exactly. But the thing is, basically, he's the one that caused it because he's the one that gave people that inspiration to build robots and like that. That and George Lucas.
Yeah, no, definitely.
George Lucas has inspired a lot of people in robots today.
Yeah, which I wanted the rover, the Mars rover, to look like R2-D2.
Give it
like
time.
Like the whole time.
Give it time.
But it's like a silver platter with wheels on it. That's all it does. It just goes around. It's got a funny arm on it, and it's just, I'm gonna drill this rock, but I have no personality because I don't beep or whistle. Stupid. Although it can take selfies. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. But it would make sense. It's just got a video camera on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, just turn.
Just take a still frame of your video camera. And which it's not really the robots doing that. Some dude at NASA with a joystick going, I'm taking a picture of myself.
I'm taking a picture. I'm on Mars. I'm so silly.
And then he Photoshop his face on it.
Oh, yeah. I want my face on a rover. Roverfy yourself. That's an app waiting to happen.
No kidding.
Roverfy. That's not even a whatever. Don't let me make apps because they'll just end up being really stupid. I don't want to get
make
off.
Your face be imprinted on toast. Or something like that.
If my face showed up on a piece of toast, no one would care.
So all they look for. It'd be fun to make a toaster that would imprint your face on it. It would just basically make the heating coils in the shape of a face.
Ooh. Oh, crap. We shouldn't have said that on the air because now.
Now somebody's going to do that.
They're going to take our idea of interchangeable toast burning templates and. Dang it. We just missed out on $1 million, man.
Or make like a panini press, basically, where it's got, you know, a smiley face in it.
You're giving away all my ideas.
How is it your idea if I say it?
It's our ideas. Okay, that's true. Share them.
I know. And remember what happened last time I said something on the air? Somebody actually did follow through with it, Samsung.
Oh, yeah, dropping the phone in the chili.
Yeah. Now,
we talked about that.
Yeah, now Samsung's going to go into the panini press market because, like, this kid knows these guys know what they're talking about.
But we're not going to hire them. We're just going to steal their idea because, you know.
Yeah, if that actually does come out, though, I am totally going to send an email to Samsung. Hey, I want to check.
Oh, yes, please. Like you want to beta test their phones. Like, I want it resistant to chili, please.
Well, no. Like, if they, like, start making a panini press that has a smiley face press on it.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to basically write to them, say, hey. I know what you're up to.
I'm up to your tricks. We know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know what?
And we have actual recorded proof that we came up with it first.
Oh, yeah. So there's no way they could steal our idea, right?
No, as in they could steal our idea, but we could prove that they stole it.
Oh, wait. Actually, I think we have to do this. Interchangeable toast / panini face imprints TM. You put TM on it, they can't take it.
Yeah, our ideas. Yeah. We said it first.
Putting TM on something is free, you know.
Yeah.
This is completely baseless. We don't know what we're saying.
I wonder if the TM logo, that trademark logo, is trademarked.
No. No, it's just a thing that they hand out to... It's free.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I know. I'm just saying.
Andrew's texting me right now.
Oh, you didn't... I didn't turn my phone off either.
He wants to call us.
Oh. Hello.
He can't listen now, so... here. Man, we want Andrew to call in.
So, like, is he going to call that phone or my phone?
He's gonna call the show phone. I'm not plugging you in.
Okay.
Because I don't think the microphone will come back over that line.
Ah.
We're gonna make this work.
Well, I figured the audio I could just turn on speakerphone and his whatever. That one's probably a clearer mic, anyways.
All right. Remember, if you would like to call us, although you probably won't be able to because Andrew's gonna steal the phone line. Our number is 360-546-9500. We don't have much time left, but we're going to try and get this in.
Our very first call.
It's what the heck is up with my phone lately? Because I'll have service and it'll tell me.
Oh,
we have a call. Let's make this work. Hello, caller. You're on the air. How you doing? Can you hear us? Nope. Oh, we got to push one more thing.
Previous and former...
Oh, hey, no, start over again. We pushed the wrong button. How's it going, Andrew? What? Can you not hear us?
Hello?
Oh, I think you got to pick up the receiver and actually talk to him.
I did.
Hello?
Hello, Andrew, are you there? Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Something's happening.
Did we lose
send,
you?
Send, maybe?
We're trying. Radio.
Hello? Andrew? Hello, Andrew? Yes, can you hear us?
Renee.
Hey, he's right there, Andrew.
Woo!
He's been gone for weeks, and now he's back over the... Can you hear us if I do this? Hello?
Can you just put it up to the speaker, maybe?
Oh, there you go. I can hear you.
Yeah?
You can hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
Awesome.
Excellent. Dude, what is going on, man? You're in the Navy? What's happening?
Not a whole lot, because of this government shutdown, I've been put on hold.
Okay, sorry, I just gotta say this right now, just so that way we don't get in trouble. We're not really supposed to talk about politics stuff, just so you know. But anyways, it's not really so much politics of an event, anyways.
It's not really politics. I've just been on hold because of the government shutdown.
Right.
So that means my classes have been shut down, so I can't go to class, so I just sit around and listen to lectures that are put on free by the military every day for hours on end and try not to fall asleep.
And you tell other people to listen to the show, too, correct?
I've been trying, you know. I've been playing the show occasionally on my iPad just so I could, you know, try and get people to.
Cool.
Like, hey, you know, that's really funny, you know, can I, you know, where'd you get that, you know, type thing. And a couple people have listened a little bit here and there, but, you know, I don't think I got anybody to catch on yet.
Well, give us time.
People,
we're working on it.
He's trying, but people are rejecting us. So, I don't know. I guess that's to be expected.
I'm trying, but, you know, I mean, I've only got two roommates.
Oh, really? So. Well, yeah. It doesn't have to be limited to just your roommates, man. Just
hook it up to the PA system or something.
I was thinking of putting in flyers, honestly.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that part.
Oh, bummer.
Well, put up flyers or do the PA system?
Both.
Oh.
Bummer.
So no Shawshank Redemption putting the opera on the mics or on the, yeah.
No. So how's the TGI Radio been the past 8 weeks of me being gone?
It's definitely been interesting having only two people. We get on a lot of tangents, as you probably have heard.
Yeah, but we still managed to keep it going. We've been kind of looking for a third person, but nobody has dared.
Renee might have found a third person, but we are not sure if that person...
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yes, well, I did just get the letter from TGIF Radio Show.
Oh, wow.
Renee.
You got it from me? They forwarded it?
Yeah, they forwarded it to my new address, so that was pretty chill.
Awesome, great. You like how the studio looks?
Yeah, the new studio looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Awesome. How do we sound, by the way, over the phone? Because this is a totally new thing we haven't played with before.
Over the phone, it sounds like I'm just talking to somebody on a normal phone.
That cool. is brilliant.
Awesome.
Great. Steve, thank you so much for setting that up, man. That was, Steve's in the room.
Steve's our technical, our techie.
Yeah, he's our technical man.
Which is odd that you say that.
Cause... Hold up. Back up here. Renee not being a techie.
That's what I was about to say.
Hey, Andrew, I'll tell you why I'm not exactly the technical man here is because everything is running on Macs.
Oh, well,
you get
yeah,
it now?
I see the pictures of everything being Mac, and I was going to write back and be like, so, Renee, when did you decide to turn to the good side?
I'm not sure that that's the good side, quite honestly.
Let me just find the Darth Vader theme really quick. Hold on. It's Imperial March.
Yes, Imperial March.
I know. I was finding it. Hold on.
Yeah.
But no, basic training was surprisingly easy. I thought it was pretty much a joke.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, I expected to go through, like, a lot more physical... labor stuff. It was mostly mental toughness.
So nobody did ask you what your major malfunction was? That never happened?
I did.
Oh.
Oh, you asked other people.
I actually drew up several quotes from that movie. And
did anybody get nicknames? I just gotta ask.
Yes.
What was yours?
People got nicknames. Mine?
Yeah.
Mary-Kate.
Mary-Kate. do you care to...
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen twins.
Oh, makes sense.
So who was the other one then?
I was the only one.
Oh, I was figuring that there was two of you that looked similar, and so therefore you got paired together.
Nah, they don't
or something.
Pair them up.
No,
so
I just was...
my first RDC, which is our group division commander, chief. He was passing out mail the very first time we got mail call, and I had a couple letters from home, and I think it was from my mom and a couple other people, and. He's like, Olsen. I'm like, yes, Chief. And he says, you're related to the Olsen twins? And I'm like, I'm not 100% sure, Chief. I think I might have a great-grandfather in common. And he says, which one of the two is your favorite? And I'm like, I don't know, Chief. And he says, well, before I give you your mail, you better pick. I just start walking back to my bunk. So, you know, I didn't know, and I knew the mail PO was a good friend of mine, so I could get it later. And he says, why the f*** are you walking away from me?
Hey, watch it.
We have to be classy now.
God.
Have to be classy.
I told you
classy,
in the letter,
yes.
Man. God, seriously.
Yeah, I was quoting.
Now we're gonna get yelled at again. No. Seriously.
Well, we didn't do it though.
God, I don't know.
You could just say that the military did it. We blame for stuff all the time.
You're fine with the Navy taking the hit for that.
Yeah. As you're playing the Empire music.
Oh yeah, can you hear this by the way?
How's a little that? Bit.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I tried, but you know, not exactly necessary.
Get back over there, and so I just the first one that popped into just popped into my head, Mary-Kate. So I told him, Mary-Kate. And he says, "Great, Mary-Kate, you can have your mail."
Man, that's great. Well, it's not too bad.
No,
though.
It's not the worst. It could have been worse. What was probably the worst nickname in your opinion?
Out of everybody there?
Yeah, well, that's clean that you can put on the air. Yes.
That was clean that I can put on the air. Oh, crap.
Which basically means no swear words. No vulgarities.
Somebody got called Lofties. Or no, we had somebody named Lofties and he got called Lorax all the time.
Lorax.
What was it? We had a Mayweather, and they called him... Oh, what did they call him? Something that I can't say on the air.
Mm. Oh, bad words?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's put it this way. He's African-American. He's from Texas, and he's gay.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I might...
So the thing where the two things that come from Texas and he doesn't look like a steer tend to actually
exactly.
be true? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh.
Only two things come from Texas, and you don't look like a steer to me.
Yes, and so that ended up being actually true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. And he was open about it, too. He legitimately told us that...
Well, in this day and age, it's not so unacceptable as in 1966 or whenever that movie's supposed to take place.
Movies come to life.
Yeah. Technically, they're not supposed to cuss at us anymore, but they still do to get their points across.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
it's effective.
Well, I mean, who's going to report anybody?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, it's like, you know, you can't... It's hard to call somebody out for not washing their hands, you know, because
exactly.
why would you be paying attention to that in the first place? You're a weirdo, one, and two, who cares? It's probably not going to make the biggest difference anyway unless you work in a food industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't work in a food industry, so I see no problem with that at all.
Unless he's the cook, which I don't think you are.
Nah.
Nope. I'm stuck in the engine room.
Oh, well.
So in a lot of ways, he's Mr. Scott.
Ah! Oh my god, my headphones fell
Mr.
off.
Scotty, come on, Star Trek.
Oh, Scotty, yeah.
Mr. Scott.
What?
So the captain says, you know, we need full power. I'm trying, Captain, but I just can't push her any harder.
You're in the engine room, man, you know?
Yep, I gotta be in the engine room.
Be careful wearing that red shirt.
Yeah, I got a black one.
Okay.
That means
But that was the undershirt, I thought.
Does that make that makes you Khan?
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't know if I want Khan on my boat.
It's a black mock turtleneck.
Hmm? Yeah, they're okay. Oh. I don't know.
Mock turtleneck, it's a synthetic fiber turtleneck. So there's actually a lot of stuff that we got issued in boot camp that is really comfortable.
All right, hold on. We're gonna we've got someone in the studio with us. Tim, this isn't gonna take very long, but you say you're gonna give us a bit more time. We actually had to start a little bit late because somebody was recording an ad in here.
Or writing out an ad to record something.
How early are you leaving? Like, how long could we go past two?
I have to take a car part back to the shop. So.
Oh, you're not even doing a show?
No.
Okay. We're just gonna take our full hour then.
Okay. Yeah, that works for me.
Awesome, Andrew. I think you get to stay on the line the whole time.
We get a
cool.
third.
I tried looking it up online, but you guys weren't live. So.
See you, Tim.
Yeah, right. We were trying to let some people do a recording for some ad thing for something that's going on. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. So
yeah.
So we do get a third mic. Yay!
Yeah.
Assuming we don't burn up all your minutes.
I don't think it's using up my minutes right now.
Are you on a minutes thing?
Or are you on like the base phone or something?
No, I'm on my personal phone.
Okay.
Wow, you got to take that with you. That's great.
No, we got a new phone.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got the new iPhone. I got the iPhone 5S.
Sucker.
Ha!
I love it.
Yeah, you're a sucker because you got the S and not the base 5.
Did you know that...
Renee, fill me in. Is there any differences other than it's made out of shiny metallic outsides and it's got the fingerprint scanner?
It's a little bit faster processor in there.
Yeah, it's
and
a little...
The picture quality is a little bit better than the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
And they didn't... And the Verizon stores around here don't carry the iPhone 5 anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, it's little tweaks here and there.
So pretty much almost nothing.
Although, Andrew, did you
Is it worth the extra $200 or something that would be the difference between the 5 and the 5S?
It wasn't a $200 difference. It was the same price.
Oh, really? I figured...
Yeah, it was $200 for the 16 gig for either one.
Oh, only 16?
Nah.
Yeah, they didn't... They said the 32 gig or the 64 gig are like a month and a half hold.
Yeah, because they're
Bad
the newest.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's fine with 16 anyway.
He doesn't even
have a computer with
him. That's true. So
right?
It's not like he's downloaded tons of videos.
Yeah.
Hey.
So it's like my parents are sending me my laptop, and I have my iPad.
Oh. Well, there you go.
So you're just going to slowly ship your whole room out to you. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a 5 foot wide by 2 foot deep locker that's about...
Oh, I thought you were about to say that was your room. I'm like...
No, it's about 8.5 feet tall. That's how big my locker is that I get to use.
I can fit most of my stuff in that locker.
Yeah, I know, maybe. Exactly. And then the room itself, we can get electronic kits and like leave out Xboxes and iPad or and TVs and stuff like that out on our desks in our room.
Sweet.
And
yeah.
The room itself is about a 20 by 20 with about a 6 by 10 entryway with its own bathroom.
No, no, that's not bad. So you guys have like a triple bunk bed or something, or just three cots?
It's three bunk beds, but the bottom bunk is a desk.
Okay.
Hey, so Andrew. I wanted to get back for a little bit on the iPhone 5S. Did you know that the fingerprint scanner works on nipples?
You're gonna go test that after you get off the air, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But I'm pretty sure there's probably plenty of willing people on this place that would.
Ask the guy from Texas; he'll probably do it.
He went to Pensacola.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's I don't have to see him anymore.
Ah.
Bummer. Oh well.
But I do actually. I did get two pretty good friends here that I hang out with quite a bit.
That's good.
One of them's in the same dorm building as me.
Really? That's great.
So are you just stuck, like, on the base itself?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday I can go off, but I don't have to work that day, which I have to work Saturday, so I'm not allowed to leave.
Yeah, join the club.
Dorm building at all tomorrow, except for to go to eat food.
Oh, fun.
So.
All right. Yeah. Well, cool. Sounds like you're having a good time, at least.
It's all right. I mean, it's a lot like college life, except for without the alcohol and without the drugs.
Well, that we don't really have that much here either.
Yeah, so no,
we're not saying Pullman. We're, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm just going off of what Pullman's like.
Right, so right.
Yeah, Pullman, which
traditional college, not this college.
Which are there any
traditional colleges?
Are there any
updates?
Basically,
the exact same thing.
Sorry, I'm not used to the third person anymore. Oh my god.
Anyways,
Andrew, you've ruined our dynamic. Just kidding.
I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Please call as much as you want. It's good to have a third again.
Although, are there any plans for our any updates to our plan? Sorry for the Pullman trip for Halloween. Anything?
Fuzzy? Still fuzzy, and probably
I can't go.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Dang, Renee, Andrew.
Renee was seeing if you know the two of us or three of us or group of us would make the trek to Pullman, and I'm not sure. Still, I mean, we'd pretty much have to. I'd have to ask for the week off, like.
The whole week?
Well, not the week. I'd have to ask for that weekend off, like...
How long do you need to recover? Jeez.
Renee, I remember that
one. Yeah, I was going to say, you probably don't have a whole lot of room to talk.
Hey, Renee, I remember, when you go to McDonald's the next morning, please, make sure that the person driving... parks far enough away so we don't have to move.
All right. I will keep that in mind. No problem.
And have plenty of vanilla wafers with you.
So good.
I sense the nostalgia in the air is so thick.
Seriously, vanilla wafers are the
You call them vanilla wafers? I thought we said vanilla wafers.
Oh, what?
Vanilla wafers. Well, we bought the generic brand.
So. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, the generic ones are called Nilla?
No, the real ones are Nilla. The generic ones are vanilla.
Oh, wow. I think I've been calling them the wrong thing my whole life. That sucks. Oh, well. I tried. Really. I mean, I don't know. I've just been calling them vanilla wafers my whole life. Sometimes Nilla, like, if I'm reading it off the box.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's what it says.
Right, exactly.
But, oh, well. Not my problem. So, you are going to report back with that nipple scan, right? Just want to make sure.
If I find someone, yes.
Oh, you have two bunkmates. Just do it when they're sleeping.
Four nipples are better than two.
Or six. Six are even better than that.
Only when it's not guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, look, it can't be that hard to find somebody to do this. It's just one... Like, how do you set up a fingerprint on that thing anyway?
It's like you touch the home button, like you don't press it, but
you wouldn't think
they'd
be that big.
Place it there like five times, and like you move your finger around a little bit, and it takes a scan of the entire fingerprint or thumbprint.
And do you use the fingerprint scan or do you use the passcode? Because there's a whole bunch of people that are against the fingerprint scan because NSA, but...
Why? Because you think they think NSA is going to now have their fingerprint?
Well, yeah, they're going to have backdoors everywhere. Are you kidding me? I'm going tinfoil hat on this whole NSA thing. So, like, do you use the fingerprint scanner or do you leave it to rot?
I don't even have a passcode on it yet.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't have to care about the fingerprint scanner because his prints are already in the system.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
Exactly. My fingerprints are in the system for the military, so it's like, yeah, whatever. But I honestly don't use the fingerprint scanner or a passcode right now because we can't have a phone on us in class.
Oh,
well, they say that here, too, but that never stopped anybody.
They don't say
we can't. They used to say in class, oh, don't even bring your phone to class. Yeah, not going to happen.
No.
We can have random personnel inspections.
Ah, that's true.
So they'll, like, make us empty out our pockets.
What?
So if we have, like, our phone on us, then we can be sent to captain's mess, which is basically state court. Compared to, or like county court compared to state court.
Hmm.
Oh, it sounded like a thing where you would just sit in a basket.
You're stuck in a crow's nest.
Yeah, like is that? It's not that.
Yeah, it sucks because then we get put on restriction and they bump us down one or two pay grades, or separate us from the Navy. And usually, when they bump us down two pay grades or one pay grade, they give us 1 month of no pay.
Oh, fun.
Wow, for having a phone on you?
Now, did they just search your pockets, or do they make you, like, strip down to your skivvies?
No, they just search your pockets.
Well, then just tape it to your belly or something.
Skivvies.
Do they still call it that, or is it something else now?
What?
Skivvies.
No, they still call it skivvies.
Awesome.
Yeah, they still call them skivvies.
Is there any chance we can meet your roommates?
Not right now, because they're both on duty, and they're checking out and shadowing some watches so they can be qualified for them, because one of them got put on a watch that they're not qualified for. They have to get qualified for tonight.
Oh, fun.
Well, never mind.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And sadly, you can't meet my roommates, and my buddy is, I think, sleeping on his desk downstairs.
Sleeping on his desk?
We're not allowed to be in our beds during the day.
Oh.
We can sleep on our desk.
Huh.
What if we took the mattress off and put it on the floor? Right? What if you took the mattress off and put it on the floor?
That still counts as sleeping on your bed.
Okay. I was just making sure. Is the bed the frame or the mattress? That's
the whole thing.
Okay.
It all counts as a bed. It's an all-encompassing entity of bed. You can't touch any part of it, otherwise you get strip searched and then sprayed with a water hose. I don't know what they do there.
We actually got yelled at last night because some people in our ship, we call it a ship, it's the dorm building, they decided to start a fight club.
So, who broke rules 1 and 2? Just got to know, because obviously they found out about it.
Well, everybody in the whole ship knew, because after TAPS, which is what we call bedtime,
right?
It's at 10 o'clock, the NMTIs, which is basically like the RA of the dorm, goes home.
Really? They don't just sleep in an adjacent room?
Nope, they don't sleep in the ship.
Oh.
So they go home for the night, and then after they go home and we don't even see their cars in sight of the ship anymore, they pull up the 1MC, which is the PA system, and they say, commence chess club in third deck lounge.
So that's
code. They call
code.
It chess club, but it's fight club, and the entire ship knew.
Okay,
and
so...
like 20 of them would go up there and fight, and then somebody obviously didn't agree with it, and they told one of the NMTIs, which is the RA of the ship. And so they called all 200 of us in our dorm out into the cold at 6 a.m. and talked to us very sternly about it.
Mm.
Yeah. Not the best of things, but it's whatever. And they said if it happens again, then the whole ship's going to be put into legal hold, which means we don't get to go home for Christmas. And we're going to be having to fight legal battles to prove our innocence for those that weren't involved.
Oh, fun. So
10% of the ship is going to screw it up for everybody.
Hmm.
If they keep going.
That's great.
All right, we've got an issue here. The show is going great and all, but at the same time,
Were we not recording?
The show is not going great. We were recording.
That's right. We're 1 to 2, or we're a...
You were one to two. Yeah, Andrew, I'll explain this to you. They have automatic recording software here that only records from our slot from 1 to 2 p.m. Since we started late at 1:30 and we're going past our time, essentially the second half of this show is not going to be recorded.
Wait, can we just get the second half from, I was blanking on his name.
Oh, you mean from the other recording?
Yeah, what about the other recording?
Is it doing one? Oh my god.
Theoretically, because then we could just splice them together.
You're a genius! Oh my god, we saved the show! Yes!
Could you hear that over there, Andrew?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and he is like, he's like 6-7 feet from the mic when he's doing that.
That is awesome.
Poor man's pitchfork, Renee.
Right, okay.
Anyways.
So sorry.
Hey, Renee. Proper mic technique.
Yeah? Oh, mic I'm just, I know, I just got really excited.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
Yeah, there's been times that they call stuff over the 1MC, and I'm just thinking in my head, mic technique.
Mic technique. Oh, I
don't understand every damn thing coming from these two.
Hey!
Okay, Andrew, I gotta just say, you can't see this right now, but Renee's face is almost the color of his hair.
Yes!
Oh god.
It's impressive.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I know. It's doing this show has kind of made us into a little bit of snobs, I think, with mic technique. Because it's like during graduation everything else, everybody's always like, I'm always thinking in my head, mic technique.
You still have that instinct, don't you, man?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. That's is people awesome. Go over the PA and he'll be thinking, mic technique.
I'm so happy now.
I actually think that at work sometimes when people are talking about doing the paging.
The paging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, with the phones at work.
Oh.
They'll either talk way too loud, hold it really close to their face.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
geez.
You know, something like that. And it's like
Gloria paging.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew, they do that. They talk way too loud and hold it way too close to their face.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. No, it sounds like that.
That was bad here.
We can't hear a thing. So when they're calling certain people down to the Yeoman's desk or to the NMPI's office, they're like, crap.
Yeah.
What'd they just say? We're like poking our head out the door. Did they just call my name?
All right, hey, Drew, keep talking to Andrew, because I want to make absolutely sure that Tim's recording. Show is recording.
Okay,
so.
Tim, I always forget his name. Anyways,
Tim?
Yeah. Yes.
You've seen Monty Python.
So, yeah,
no, I haven't. No, I haven't seen.
Andrew, have you seen Monty Python on the Holy Grail?
No.
Oh,
I've only seen Life of Brian. I've seen Meaning of Life, never mind.
My reference is wasted on you people, never mind.
Anyways.
So, anything new and exciting coming from the Blue Town?
Not a ton. I mean,
PlayStation done?
No, well, they're supposed to be getting the keys by the end of the month.
Oh,
it's almost done. I mean, it's
that's good.
The building's done. They're just finishing up the groundwork and that stuff. And then comes the fun task of transporting everything across town.
Yes.
Because think about it, they have a lot of evidence stuff that they need to transport over. They have files, sensitive files they need to transfer over. They have a lot of stuff that can't really get lost or damaged. And so,
yeah, true.
And there's only really one or two real routes over there. So, I was saying they got to do like Italian job, that kind of a thing when they move the stuff over, where they get three cars, one of them has the goods in it, but nobody knows which one it is, and they take three different routes. So that way, nobody can actually figure out where it's going. And they laughed at it, but I don't know that they dismissed it, the idea.
Hey, it's a legitimate idea because there's more than three routes to get into that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if there's only two real ways to go, I mean, you can go in either from the Walmart end, you can go in from Sagawa's, you can go in from Lewis River Road. But
coming from the intermediate school.
Yeah, well, there's only one way out to the intermediate school, though. That's the thing.
Well, you can come in from either one of those four intersections, or either one of those four roads.
Right, exactly.
Coming from Don's Donut, or you can go up and then backtrack around.
That's true. I didn't
even
think about
there.
That one, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a,
or go way up north, go up to Klamath, go way up north, take Klamath River Road back.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah. So that's that one. Police stations should hopefully be completely moved in by the end of next month, I believe.
Cool. I heard the shotgun team's doing well as well.
I don't know. I haven't had time to do it, honestly. I mean, between work and school, it's one of those things I had to prioritize what to cut, and...
Yeah, I understand. I've been talking to Jordan a little bit here and there.
Right.
A couple text messages. I guess they went up to Spokane for some shoots.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of shoots.
Yeah, I think it's great. I really do.
Oh, yeah, it is great. It's great to see this thing that we kind of helped build, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told them that when I come back for Christmas break, I expect to be
take it up.
Oh, yeah. One of these days, I'm going to find a Thursday to go up and shoot maybe once or twice. Yeah. If they still do it Thursdays, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, they do it Thursdays, and my dad, I believe, is going to try and get a hold of your dad and go up this weekend, this Saturday.
Ah, okay.
My dad said he wanted to go up and learn how to shoot, so.
Oh, he finally wants to do that, huh? We've been bugging him for how long to do that?
Exactly. So, yeah, he's going to go up and figure that out, and then I went and saw The World's End the other night.
Yeah, that was pretty good. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was awesome.
Okay, yes. Have you seen Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead? I know you've seen Shaun of the Dead. Okay, which of the Palmetto trilogy, because that's those three movies, which one was your favorite? I know, it's a tough choice.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you call
the Palmetto trilogy? I really would have to say The World's End.
It's called the Cornetto.
Cornetto, trilogy. Not Palmetto. I don't know why I said Palmetto. Whatever. Cornetto. It was something meadow.
The World's End is...
Because it has to do with their ice cream. But I really do think The World's End was the best one. Only because I can see us actually doing that.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is I can kind of see that too.
You, me, Ben, Renee, and Jared.
Yeah, that'd be pretty much it.
On that trip.
You should probably construct a Golden Mile that's in America.
Well, the thing is, bars in Europe, or especially Britain, are a lot more concentrated than in America.
Yeah.
I mean, we could probably do a Golden Mile in Portland.
Yeah, in Portland, Seattle, we could definitely do them.
Seattle are probably less likely to get stabbed. But...
Maybe walking. I was looking at the computer over there. I honestly have no idea if his show is recording or not.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at it later.
We assume that it is, so my outburst may have been for naught.
Well, if it was for naught, then nobody would have heard it.
That would be awesome.
Well, it didn't record it if it's for naught.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
I'll put a disclaimer at the beginning if it was not saved, and then I won't if it was saved, because people are getting an extra special treat today.
Anyways, Renee's favorite in the Cornetto trilogy, I said it right this time, so get off my case about it. I had to think of a proper wording. Anyways, is Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
Shaun of the Dead was good.
It was good, and I'm really torn between which one's my favorite, because all three are good in very different ways.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They really are, but I would have to say Hot Fuzz was my least favorite out of all three of them.
Really? I kind of liked Hot Fuzz. I thought it was really well done, really kind of clever.
They're all really good.
Yeah, they are. Just
I think Shaun of the Dead's a little bit better than Hot Fuzz, and I think The World's End is a little bit better than Shaun of the Dead.
It is such a tough choice.
I know. Do you think that is possibly because, you know, like with the latest one, World's End, is that all of those actors have had, I mean, when Shaun of the Dead came out, almost none of them had been in actual real movies of any kind before, like, you know.
They were on Edgar Wright's, two-season TV show.
Right, but none of them had ever really done a full big movie before.
Mm-mm.
So it was almost kind of their big break in a way. And over time, they've gained experience, and so now they're just better actors. Do you think that has anything to do with it, maybe?
Probably.
Probably has something to do with it. Although, honestly, I don't know. Something about The World's End just kind of... I don't know. I liked it, don't get me wrong. But something about it just left me kind of... Yeah, it was kind of like Iron Man 3. I really enjoyed it, but I came out of the theater just kind of feeling like I expected more, and it didn't deliver.
Yeah, well, for us, movies are only $2 on base.
What?
Yeah, $2 movies.
Get out.
That's all we pay for movies. And we get the new movies like 2 weeks before the rest of the civilians do.
Really?
Yeah.
Screw this. So,
I think you've just convinced Renee to join the Navy.
Although then I can't upload.
That's true.
That's a problem.
You can.
Until you get done, and then we can send you your laptop.
Yay.
It's only 8 weeks, Renee.
Yeah, you have to go without I don't know that Renee can handle 8 weeks without technology.
My RDC's played music for us almost every day.
That's not the point I'm making, though. Renee can't do his stuff for 8 weeks. That's ridiculous for him.
I don't know.
Somebody would be very disappointed because of the show would be canceled for 8 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think I could carry it myself. And we couldn't just have a whole new group because I don't know how to make the intros, so...
Just have Renee.
Renee make 8 intros for us, and then
I made 7 last night. Not even kidding.
Yeah, that's
wow, Renee. That's kind of bad.
You need a girlfriend.
Oh, I'm working on it.
Yes, I was trying to wait on breaking that one to Andrew, but
I'm
waiting to see what happens.
We're doing it now.
Actually, already told me, Renee.
Oh yeah, so yeah, Renee's working on getting a girlfriend. I know.
Yeah, she sent me a picture of her. She looks pretty good.
What happens if I actually try? Let's find out.
Yes, indeed.
Ask her to the movies, or ask her...
Actually, Trace and I were going to see if like you that. Two wanted to come to a movie with us tonight, but since you work, it kind of...
Cannot do.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
Well, you know, Drew, don't try to do the double date thing to start with.
That's true.
We're going to just straight up ask her to a movie and dinner.
Well, he's already doing the intro to her show, so...
Yeah, did I tell you that?
So, no, you did not.
Oh, yeah. She wants him to... She asked him... to help her make an intro to her show.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's good, I think.
Are you Renee?
I don't know.
I could be an in already, and then, you know, seriously, just ask her to the...
Yeah, just basically... Or,
you know, go do something fun, like, I'm going to go bowling tonight, so here's an idea.
Well, bowling you got to check on real quick, though, because some people absolutely hate bowling, and...
What? Who can hate bowling? True,
but... I don't know, but some people do hate it.
How dare they?
I know. Agreed. Although I suck at it, but it's fun.
Yeah, you get, like, slidey shoes, and you get to laugh at other people for sucking just as bad.
Yeah, and then randomly turn on the bumpers for random people.
Yeah.
And then
you're remembering Big Al's.
Oh, gosh, yes. And we had the people that were, like, that were pretending like they weren't paying attention to us, but were constantly just kind of staring over at us, making sure we weren't causing trouble. And we were probably teetering on the very edge of getting kicked out of that place.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what was it? I think it was you that said this. If you didn't get kicked out, you didn't have enough fun.
I think I've said that repeatedly. Yeah, if you weren't in risk of getting thrown out, you weren't having a good enough time.
That is a great line. Oh my
you
god.
You know, that was probably the best night I've had with all my friends. That, like
that was a really fun night.
That didn't involve alcohol.
That didn't involve. That's a very big important caveat. Distinction.
Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. Like, it didn't involve alcohol. And it was the best fun we've ever had.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Man.
Although I still remember that poker night. That was fun, too.
Oh, poker night was fun, except for Ben showed up, like, 3 hours late.
Yeah, and then when I doubled down and did that little, our last hand thing, and you guys thought I rigged it or something.
Yeah, we really, I think we still do to this day think we rigged it.
I didn't, and
I have no opinion.
Yeah. I honestly did not expect anything like that was going to happen. It would be that intense. Because, honestly, almost everybody had a good hand that round.
Oh, yeah.
We all really did have good hands.
I mean, it's like, I think the lowest was like two pair or three of a kind, a two pair, two full houses, and then I got my four of a kind.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Because I saw your full house. It was like jacks and aces. I'm like, oh, no, it wasn't jacks and aces. It was like...
Jacks and kings.
Yeah, something like that, and it's like, there's no way, and then, yeah, it was...
And then you dropped the friggin' four of a kind.
Yeah, and then, because it was a brilliant last hand, though, honestly, the way it was set up, because nobody knew what they were going to have, because obviously we weren't folding, because it was all or nothing.
Yeah, it was, and everybody was, nobody was allowed to look at their hands
either. Yeah, until we flipped it over. That was a fun time.
I'm interested in, since we're on the subject of poker, there seemed to have really been no... recorded instances of an actual royal flush happening.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's one video. There's one video on YouTube, but it's video. It's like virtual poker, so that doesn't count. Yeah. I'm talking like an actual deck of cards. Poker. Mm-hmm. Never seems to have happened.
I was playing poker the other day with some guys, and we actually had a real royal flush.
Really?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Maybe the internet's wrong.
Don't
we didn't have like we
try
didn't
and wrap your brain around that,
but
yeah,
like, we were just playing poker in the barracks. And
wow,
what was it? It was the 10 jack, queen, king, ace of diamonds.
Yeah, it's ace through 10 of a suit. Yeah,
any
diamonds, the highest suit you can get.
Right, but I'm just saying, just
flushes.
Yeah.
Oh wait, how did the suits go? Wait,
diamonds are highest. I know that.
Just because they're diamonds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're diamonds. Like we, like I don't know the actual order. I just know that diamonds will beat any other suit. If
yeah.
The same.
I did not know that.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Huh. And then I assume spades are next.
I actually think spades are lower. I think it goes black red. Am I right?
Yeah, it does go black red, starting with.
Well, diamonds. Are, oh yeah, the spades are black. Never mind.
The top.
Wow.
And then I think it's
probably because spades look more fun than clubs.
Oh, speaking of cards.
Spades, yeah, I think it is.
Spades, hearts,
I think
clubs.
It was spades, then hearts, then clubs.
Speaking of cards,
but
this is.
I mean, I'd really have to look it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of cards, this is a really interesting thing that I never realized could happen to somebody, but I was in the math lab yesterday,
and I was doing math, guess what? And someone across from me was doing what else? Guess, math. And but it was a simpler math than mine. It had to do with probability. But she had grown up never actually using an official deck of cards. She had always used cards with pictures on them, like animals or like jet planes or whatever you happen to fancy.
So it would just say like a 7 and have a picture of an F-16 on it.
The 7 of elephants or whatever. Like, yeah. There you go. But so she didn't actually know how many diamonds or clubs or everything were in a deck of cards.
Well, actually, it would theoretically depend on the deck of cards. Because some cards have the diamonds on the face cards. Some of them don't.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hmm. Well, no, they would, but, like, sometimes, like, the aces will have an extra one in the middle.
Right, or some of the diamonds will have, you know, like, the face cards will have a 7 and then a diamond on each side, or on the top and the bottom, or some of them just have a 7 of diamonds, you know.
No, I'm not talking about, like, what's on the card, though.
Oh, it's the
like,
number of...
Just, like, how many of diamonds of... Cards of diamonds.
Oh, you know? How many diamonds
it was,
cards
it was
are.
A total mystery so, on her. And not to rag on her out there, if she's listening. Yeah, I was very happy to help you with your math homework, but I don't know. It was just fascinating to me that one could not experience something like that.
Well...
Was she hot?
Yeah. That's why I was happy to help her with her math, duh. So if you're listening...
You know where I'm going with that, right?
What?
Did it just go zing over the top of his head?
You're very faint. Hold your phone upside down and do the jumpy thing. Make your signal better.
Is that better?
Yep.
Yes. Did you do the jumpy thing?
No, I just put it on the side that's closest to the window.
All right, what were you saying?
I said... Did you get what I was saying there, Drew, or did it just go zing over the top of Renee's head?
I think I missed it.
About why I was helping to help her with her math homework?
And if she was hot.
Yeah. So, if she's listening, you can call us at 360-546-
Except for she can't because Andrew's on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, hold up just a second here. Let me see if I can
Wait, we don't have call holding, do we?
Personal cell phone number here. Anyone got his personal cell phone number?
Don't, hey, I will hang up on you, sonny boy.
Except for I have your number, too.
Don't you dare.
I don't know it by heart.
Do it, Drew. Do it.
Don't you put my real phone number out on the internet. I will throw things at you. I will unplug these microphones. Everything will happen before my phone number is given out publicly.
Hey, Renee.
Yeah?
Just to let you know, it's a recording, so it's going on to iTunes, not the internet.
Yes, but we're live.
iTunes is the internet.
We're not live. It's not streaming over Ustream.
Not Ustream, but we're on the KOUG radio network.
Yes, so we are technically live.
Is actually on our like FM station?
Well, kind not of. FM. Not yeah, FM.
No, not, no oh. not a radio, but we're on a digital station, but...
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
360...
What are you... Oh, my God. Now I have to bleep
no,
that.
I didn't finish...
There's a number left. That's
there's process. Two numbers.
That's process of elimination, dude.
There's 100 different combinations.
I'm bleeping it.
There's 100 different combinations.
Bleeping it.
Do you think somebody's going to go through 100 different numbers to try and call you?
Yes. Bleeping it.
There might be that one crazy person.
It might. Seriously. The dudes that I know, they crazy. All right? Especially
hey,
on the
know, internet. Ah, crap. I can't say that.
No? It's a bad word?
Is the B word banned from the radio?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Wait, which one?
Well, you remember the
female
sad
dog.
One.
The yeah, what?
Female dog.
Female dog.
You can say it.
Okay, it is.
It's not part of the seven words.
I thought it was
okay,
for some
cool.
reason.
No, I've
so yeah. our second RDC.
Although,
had a saying, and it was bitches be crazy.
Well, everybody has that saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly, but seriously, that's
anybody who has a career in music has that saying.
I'm pretty sure they used other words than bitches.
Yeah, well, amongst others, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I know.
Anyways.
I know we can say ass.
Yeah.
Very
yes,
sure of that.
There's only seven words that you can't say.
Yeah, the FCC gets all mad about.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, well, one of them is another word for taking a whiz.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
actually,
that one surprised me, honestly.
Not allowed. But if you ever have time, everybody, if you want to know what we're talking about, the seven words you can't say on TV, I think, is actually the name of the bit.
Just look up probably on the FCC's website, isn't it?
Well, I'm talking about George Carlin.
Wikipedia.
Oh.
George Carlin here. Well, I'm not going to say the words. Maybe I can say the abbreviations. I don't know.
Sure you can.
Well, I'm sure there's more awards than that one, because I'm pretty sure that we can't use, you know, derogatory terms for people.
Technically, that's not part of the seven.
Yes, but I don't want an angry riot, and I want to continue doing this, because it might raise more ethical issues more than actual.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the abbreviated versions that people do this all the time on normal radio.
Right.
I listen to shows. there's S, the S word. Taking a whiz, the less formal term for that. There's even less of a formal
term.
The P. Mm-hmm. The F word, the C word, the other C word that has 10 letters. Think about it. You've got it. MF-er, and a word that starts with a T and has 4 letters. Can't say any of those.
Wait, that one's, it's also a bird, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it. There's a few more that that get added on because of the FCC, but like that's what George Carlin says. Just go by what he says, you know.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, yeah, there is only those 7, and I'm surprised they haven't added some of those other ethical words.
Yeah,
so that's common sense. They know.
Yeah, that one's they just figure an ethical thing that, you know, whoever's producing would say, no, you can't do that one.
Yeah, no, we know
exactly.
We know the rules around here. We know what's going on.
I can tell you this much: being in the Navy has made me a lot more of a cusser now.
Oh, really? Now you're swearing like a sailor.
Literally, like
you never really understood how.
I was talking to my mother last night, and she's like, "Andrew," and I'm like, "I like, you know, it just came off like normal. Like I was talking everyday life here with my shipmates, and like I had to stop and literally think about every conversation, every sentence I had to say to my mother.
Wow.
To clean my language
up. So it's kind of like you're doing now, too.
You're a change man.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Exactly. I'm here, it's like, just like, I have to refrain so much from saying.
So it's like you're addressing a first grade class, basically.
Exactly. It sucks.
All right.
Because from our RDCs and our NMTIs, like, we have been, like, that's an everyday thing now, is like, if you don't cuss on every single sentence, it's, like, sacrificial.
Well, dude, it sounds like you're doing okay out there. Feel free to call us again next week, because we're actually out of time right now.
We should theoretically be on at 1, though, next time. So,
yeah.
So you have the 1 to 2 slots. I mean,
1 to 2 slot.
3 to 4 slot for me.
What, 1 to, yeah, your
oh, yeah,
time,
that's true. You're 1 hour ahead.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody,
well,
you
next
can...
next week I won't have to work on Friday either. Hoo-yah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIF Radio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Send us absolutely anything. What the heck is wrong with you? Why aren't you doing it? At TGIF Radio Show.
Or you can call Renee.
At gmail. No. I'm bleeping that, remember? Anything you guys want to say before we kill this thing? Andrew, you can go first.
People Facebook me recommendations for movies to go watch or rent.
Movies to watch or rent.
Redhead came out in the last 2 weeks.
Gravity?
The last 8 weeks.
Is Gravity any good?
I recommend Gravity.
Gravity. Okay, I'll look to see if that one's in...
I've heard Rush...
Day Theater, or if it's at the Red Box.
Yeah, it came out of... Well, on DVD or in theaters?
Either one.
Okay. In theaters about a month ago, it was called Rush. It looked pretty good. It's basically 1970s F1.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks pretty good. And then another one I want to see is Prisoners, which looks kind of like... 7.
All right.
Kind of a dark, gritty police movie. Anyways.
Anything you want to say before we kill it?
I'm sorry for, you know, putting your phone number out there, and Renee obviously doesn't want to talk to you people if you have his number, so he's bleeping
it. What's the last 2 numbers?
Yeah, F you all. All right, everybody, we're going to be back next week. Andrew, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
Party on, everybody. We're going to hang up on you right now, but we're probably going to call you back in a couple minutes, okay?
All right. You guys have fun with that.
All right. See you later.